Makeda, Queen of Sheba, renowned for her ardent search for wisdom and truth, says, "Wisdom is sweeter than honey, brings more joy than wine, illumines more than the sun, is more precious than jewels. She causes the ears to hear and the heart to comprehend." Makeda becomes queen at the age of 15 in the 10th century BC in the lands we now call Ethiopia, Yemen, and southern Arabia. Her kingdom is wealthy and prosperous. There is thriving trade, irrigated agriculture, high literacy and arts, matriarchal practices, and matrilineal inheritance. She rules with intelligence and excels in diplomacy. Upon hearing stories of a wise, just king to the north, she travels the 1,400-mile trade route to Jerusalem to meet Solomon. Arriving as his peer in wealth and wisdom, she lives at King Solomon's court, observing how he administers his kingdom and presenting him with hard questions and riddles. Delighted to find a companion in truth, she prepares to return home. Before her departure, Solomon arranges a special feast. He wants to take her to his bed, but she is a virginal queen. At the feast, the food is prepared with extra salt, vinegar, and hot spices. That night, he invites her to share his bedchamber, promising not to take her without her consent, though she must also agree to take nothing of his without permission. The queen agrees. In the night, she awakens raging with thirst and reaches for a pitcher of water. Solomon, awake, asks her if water is not the most precious possession of a desert kingdom. She agrees, acknowledges the truth of the trick, and sleeps with him. Upon her return home, she gives birth to a son. Makeda says, "I fell because of wisdom, but was not destroyed. Through her I dived into the great sea, and in those depths I seized a wealth-bestowing pearl. While in the dark sea I slept, and not overwhelmed there dreamt. A star blazed in my womb. I marveled at that light and grasped it, and brought it up to the sun. I laid hold upon it and will not let it go."
Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, presented by Christina Soma. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.